The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Pandemic 2020, an AM 970 The Answer special report with your host, Joe Piscopo. Brought to you by Balance of Nature, helping your body heal itself.
This week, it's going to get bad.
Well, we've never had a threat like this, and the coordinated response has been, there are a number of adjectives to describe it. Impressive, I think, is one of them.
Stay on top of this fast-breaking story. What's going on with work, travel, medical, food, real estate, exercise? Get the latest breaking news right here with your host, Joe Piscopo.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 905 on AM 970. The Answer. You know what? We're the flagship station of Salem Media. And we're in the number one market in the world, in New York, New York. But thanks for listening around the country on AM970TheAnswer.com. We appreciate that so much. Love that you're part of the family. So backed by popular demand, Dr. Alan Kadish, president of Touro College and New York Medical College. So, and you could have your health care or health questions answered 877-970-2999. Dr. Kadish is here, and we appreciate it very much for him to extend this courtesy to us on the radio. Hey, Dr. Allen, welcome back to the program. How are you doing this morning, sir?
I'm doing okay, Joe. I'm healthy, which is a blessing.
You know, that's why I'm thinking about it as well, you know. And are people, you feeling people afraid to go out? When the, people are out and about and we're saying, get out there, and you got the gym owner down in Jersey, he's opening up and everything. But and I'm going to go out. I've had it. But still, there's part of me, Dr. Kadish, that goes, you know, I got to be careful a little bit. So I'm going out with the mask, with my Boomer Natural mask. I'm going out. I'm wearing gloves, Doc, and goggles, man. I mean, do I have to, is there something that we really do have to worry about still? Yes?
I think we still have to worry about it, and I think you're doing exactly the right thing. You're getting out where it's appropriate, but you're taking precautions, and I think that's what we've all got to do. And I think that it's pretty clear that if we keep doing that, we'll continue the trend of downward cases. In most parts of the country, cases are trending down, and it's good news. But we're not out of the woods yet, so we still need to be careful. We still need to wear masks. And we still need to practice social distancing.
Yeah, you know what? I see that they have, like, apparently there are more than 100 vaccines in development. People are being tested. Humans are allowing themselves to be tested. I would be afraid to do that. At least 8 have started testing in humans. Now, realistically, Dr. Kadish, how close do you think we are to a vaccine, sir?
So there's no way to tell for sure because our ability to predict which vaccines are ultimately going to be effective is not that good. We can find vaccines that might be effective, but essentially what happens is when you create a vaccine, you take a damaged virus or a protein or a piece of the virus, and you create an antibody against that. In other words, you make the body fight that piece or that damaged virus. And sometimes when you have just a piece or just a damaged virus, the antibody doesn't come out exactly right. And so that's why vaccines don't work all the time. So it is possible that we'll have a vaccine this year. It's possible because, as you pointed out, there are a number of vaccines in human trials. And by the way, the companies that are doing this, the word is there's been no problem at all getting volunteers. People understand this is a worldwide crisis.
Look at that.
And people are stepping up the way they should. Everybody trying to do what they can.
Yeah.
Within reason. That doesn't mean being unreasonable, but within reason to try to fight this. And so you see volunteers stepping up to participate in vaccine trials. You see people stepping up to participate in drug trials. You see people donating plasma in record numbers. So we don't have answers yet, But by and large, what people have done has been very gratifying. People have come together. You know, the public rhetoric aside, when you look at the ground level, you walk, you know, I was in Manhattan yesterday.
Yeah.
People are wearing masks.
Yeah.
People are, you know, they're getting out. There were people biking. There were people walking, but they were wearing masks.
Yeah.
They were trying to distance. And they're participating in ways to help in the way that everyone can. Frontline workers are putting their lives on the line, and people are volunteering for studies because they know we need to come together to find the knowledge to beat this, and we will. I can't tell you exactly when, and as I said, regarding your specific question, it's possible that we'll have a vaccine before the end of the year. It's possible that it'll take a lot longer. We just don't know. We haven't been super good at predicting what's going to happen with COVID-19. And there are times when you have to be humble and say, we just don't know for sure. So we can be optimistic, and it's going a lot better and a lot quicker than we thought it would, because we've had such advancements in science and technology that we're a lot better at making vaccines, but no guarantees.
You know, interesting, do we have the vaccine? Do we don't take the vaccine? Maybe there, and don't forget, it took 10 years to get an AIDS kind of, and it's not even a vaccine for AIDS. It's more of a cocktail, is the way Dr. Fauci calls it, that really staved off the effects of AIDS, you know? Do you think that we will indeed get a vaccine, to your point? I mean, everybody's trying. Are we going to end up with a remdesivir? Now they have this, what do you call the IG, that drip into your arm with the remdesivir? That's supposed to work. And also they keep talking, what is that called? It's like a drip in your arm with the, you know, with the remdesivir. It's like a cocktail, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. So there's several cocktails that are being tried. And the idea is those are, antibodies that you can give somebody as opposed to making a vaccine. So the answer is there are some viruses which have very effective vaccines.
Yeah.
And some, as you point out, like AIDS, where we don't have a vaccine at all. It's just a treatment. It's not, or a prevention. It's not a vaccine. Right now, fortunately, COVID-19 is behaving more like measles, where we have a very effective vaccine, than it is like AIDS.
Got it.
Right now, there's reason to be optimistic. That doesn't mean anything with certainty, as I said, because there's just a lot that we found out that we don't know about COVID-19, but up till now, it's behaving like something which should be amenable to a vaccine, which means it's not changing that rapidly, and it's not directly attacking the immune system. So that's positive. That's good news. And as I said, there have been amazing advances. A company in California reported today that they've had 8 patients they treated with their vaccine, and all 8 developed an antibody response, which is very good news.
Hey, Dr. Kadish, so we're talking about the guy with the gym that opened the gym up. So, and we're waiting. I waited. We have a couple gyms, one in Jersey, one in Pennsylvania, you know. And so when people go, I had talked to my business partner about this. So is the temperature test. So when people come in, and I guess that the governor will again mandate what we're supposed to do. But I mean, as a medical doctor, what's the best way to check someone if they come in? Because I don't know. I'm confused about the testing. If you could walk us through that. Because the antibodies, saliva, the nose swab with Governor Cuomo, what he did the other day. And if someone comes to your establishment as a business person, do you do the temperature thing on the forehead? That's a technical term, by the way, the temperature thing. That's a technical term.
Right.
I came up But what's the best way really to decipher that?
So first, let me go over the testing, and then I'll answer your question directly.
Thanks.
So there are 3 kinds of things you can do to test people. One is you can say, does it appear you're sick with COVID right now? And taking the temperature is an effective way to do it. It's not 100%. It's an effective way to do it. Now, why isn't that good enough? The reason it's good enough is we think, and I say think because it's still hard to get a full handle on everything, but we think that 40 to 50% of the time, COVID can be transmitted even when somebody is not actively sick. Which means either it's before you get sick, or it may be somebody who never gets sick at all can still transmit COVID. So I think taking temperature is a good thing. It's a wise maneuver. It's something we should do. But you may miss 40 to 50% of the chance of transmission. So by itself, taking a temperature is not enough to make you feel fully confident that somebody can't pass on the virus. But that's the first thing, is looking at whether somebody's physically sick, and taking their temperature is the best quick way to screen for that. The second thing you can do is you can test to see if people are actively, you have active virus that can be transmitted. And that's where, whether it's saliva, where it's through the nose, where it's back behind the pharynx, through a throat swab. However it is, what you're trying to do is see if somebody has virus in their saliva, when they're breathing, and therefore can transmit it to others. So that's the second kind of test. Right now, there is no widespread way to do that on the spot. There are people trying to develop it. There have been some good tests, some false starts, but we don't have a way, as of today, to say if somebody walks into a gym, I'm going to check right away to see if you're shedding virus and be able to say you can come in if you are and you can't if you can. There's a company in Israel that thinks they have a one-minute test, but it hasn't been validated yet. And so right now, you have to send that test off or do a lab on site. It's not practical in the general public. Then the third kind of test is the antibody test, which tells you if somebody's been infected in the past. And if they have antibodies, despite a few isolated reports, generally if you have antibodies, you're pretty safe. So if you're asking me, should you check temperature? Absolutely. Is that enough to prevent the disease? It's not.
So, but what about, so, and then when Governor Cuomo goes and he does the thing, does the whole press thing, okay, stick that up my nose, I'm going to, it's going to be a false positive, false negative. They haven't gotten this down yet, apparently. And am I wrong when I say that, Doc?
No, you're absolutely right. The tests aren't perfect, but most tests are pretty good. There's one rapid test recently, which has been called into question by some validation data. We still aren't sure if that test made by Abbott is good or not. But there are a number of well-established tests where if you send it off to a lab in hours to days, you can get a pretty reliable result about whether you've got the virus in your body right now and have the potential to infect somebody. And a lot of the reopening plans and a lot of the people, when people talk about mass testing and reopening, they're hoping that by the time we get there, we will have a test that's accurate and relatively rapid so that, if let's say I run an office and I have a few hundred people coming in the next day, and it's not going to be perfect because you can always get exposed every day, but I can say, all right, everybody come in today and get tested. And by tomorrow, when you come into work, we can feel relatively comfortable. Not perfect, but relatively comfortable. Amazing. That nobody will be infectious. The same thing with schools, the same thing with colleges, universities, which is what we're dealing with. How can we safely open in the fall? It's a huge issue.
Yeah, really, you know what, Dr. Kadish, we'll let you go. A couple questions before we do, sir. We appreciate your time. If you're out in the open air, like, as you said, people are walking, jogging, is there a risk of catching COVID-19? And if you're in the ocean, down the beach and the salt water and the churning of the Atlantic Ocean, I mean, can you catch COVID in the ocean or in the air as summer approaches, sir?
Both great questions. So, as far as the air is concerned, it's thought that being outside is safer than being inside because the virus gets scattered by the wind. It doesn't congregate in one place. There won't be a huge collection of virus which can infect you. Doesn't mean you can't get infected. You still have to be careful, wear a mask, don't sit right on top of people, but it's safer than if you were inside in a large crowd, which I think is kind of the biggest problem. Regarding your second question, so far there's no evidence you can catch it from the water. You can catch it swimming or on the beach if you're right next to somebody else and they breathe on you or cough on you, but there's no evidence that you can catch it from the water.
All right, that's good to know. We can go swimming. Dr. Kadish, we'll let you go. We appreciate it. Dr. Kadish is president of Touro College and New York Medical College. I could talk to you for hours. I'm a hypochondriac, doc. Thanks for allaying our fears and dealing so straight with us in such a measured tone. We appreciate it during this crazy time, sir. And we'll talk again, doctor. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Joe. Take care.
Yes, bye-bye. Yes, sir. Dr. Alan Kadish right there. Great guy. Hey, 919 with Joe on the radio. And don't forget, pandemic
sponsored? No, you're good, Joe. You can go to traffic when you're ready.
Yeah, but can we do that? I got one thing. I'm with that ding. I'm on the other ear. I got everybody yelling in my ears all at once like that. We will go to Susie Cerrone right now on AM 970. The Answer, checking out traffic. In for Debbie Duhame. Thank you, Susie.
Hey there, Joe. My pleasure. Good morning. Really busy in the boroughs today. It's a car fire in Brooklyn on the BQE northbound at Hamilton Avenue. Two lanes are out. You are solid from the belt merge. That is just a huge delay. Watch out for that. And delays on the Whitestone Bridge heading into Queens, because once you're in Queens, there is road work on the Van Wyck southbound by the Cross Island. That has one lane blocked. Alternate side is back in effect. There's road work on the George Washington Bridge, New Jersey, bound both decks. A little slow in the Cross Bronx westbound. Into the city, it's 5 minutes or less. Good to go on the Garden State Parkway. Not so good on Long Island, an overturned tractor trailer. The ramp from the Seaford Oyster Bay Expressway southbound to Hempstead Turnpike. That's exit 7. The ramp is blocked. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager says doctors are human too.
There's no relationship between expertise in any field and wisdom or honesty or decency. None. Doctors run the gamut of jerk and fool to wise and noble, just as every other group, from lawyers to plumbers.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Despite epidemic, many with cancer wish a fresh second opinion with Dr. Lederman. First in America with body radiosurgery, private cancer treatment boutique at 38th and Broadway. Untreated cancer grows. With Dr. Lederman's radiosurgery, most treated cancer never returns. Dr. Lederman's open for treatment of new and recurrent cancer, even if prior chemo, surgery, or radiation didn't work or isn't wanted. Dr. Lederman's open for your cancer treatment. Don't let cancer grow. Dr. Lederman's open. Call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES for your appointment. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Despite epidemic, people with cancer wish Dr. Lederman's experienced cancer care to hit their cancer. For free booklet DVD, call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Don't let cancer grow. Private cancer boutique. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
Are you tired of all the garbage that Hollywood puts out? Why not redeem the time you're spending at home with your family and watch something that affirms our American values? For a limited time, you can purchase No Safe Spaces, starring Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla. Go to nosafespaces.com to stream the number one political documentary of 2019. Free speech is under attack now more than ever. Politicians on the left are threatening to permanently shut down churches and synagogues. And we can't even open a debate about when we return to work. There is no more important time to watch No Safe Spaces, the movie that the hard left does not want you to see. Go to nosafespaces.com. Use the code SAVE25 to get 25% off your purchase. That's SAVE25. This offer is only available for a limited time. Send the message to Hollywood that you support movies that support your values. Go to nosafespaces.com today. Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or radio.com.
Joe on the radio telling you about Rhino Shield. I have a new house. Why? Because I Rhino Shielded it. This, I'm telling you, it's the best thing you could do. And now, you know, they got the construction ban in New York going on. And look, now is the time to get Rhino Shield, because Susan at Rhino Shield will offer you 15%. 15% off the final price for any job signed in the month of May. Now, no matter when you want the job started. One person is going to come to your house, walk outside. You won't even know they're there. I'm telling you, I did the deck. I have to tell you. And I'm thinking about it. And I'm walking, I'm staring at my deck. I'm an exciting guy. I'm by myself at the house with the dog, staring at my deck. And I'm going, this is a beautiful deck. I never had a beautiful deck. It changed the whole house. I'm telling you, the whole value of the house
just jumped. I'm telling you, you got to call Susan at Rhino Shield. And by the way, she's offering no payments and no interest financing for a year, please. And now in quarantine, you got to call Susan. She started this business by herself. Just a single woman by herself did this all on her own. I love that. And we want to support local small business. So we want you to call Susan at Rhino Shield, 877-744-6608. But I cannot tell you how, you know, the house, you look at your house, and I Rhino Shielded the home, and then we did the deck, and then I put some flowers out. I know, Mr. Joseph, but please, I'm going to do a home and garden show. Then my daughters came in, and we'd been social distancing for a little while. They said, Dad, the house looks great. And I said, check the deck. They go, wow, just a little something like that. So call Susan, right? Because this is your biggest investment. And for your business as well, which is your calling card, you got to call Susan at Rhino Shield. Just check it in. And she'll email you a picture of your home with the color of your home. And by the way, the workers at Rhino Shield, like the best I have ever seen. And they were quick, and they were in, they were out, they never bothered you. And they were like, it was like a military operation, I swear to goodness gracious. 877-744-6608, Rhino Shield, 877-744-6608, Rhino Shield, it's not paint.
Did you miss what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show live stream?
Catch up on our YouTube channel.
YouTube.com/AM970 The Answer.
Well, I tell you, I'm very happy we're coming to the end of this show. Woo! Man!
I'm just a little...
Because you listen, ate four Pop-Tarts in the last 20 minutes.
No, I have not!
And
I
your sugar level is on overload. And you're
I did
just
not...
What are you sniffing now? Stop.
Pop-Tart. Cupcake Pop-Tart. Oh, it is so good, but you know what? Like,
I thought you gave those up.
He must have bought 70 boxes at the store because they were on sale. And they were the only thing left at the place that he went to.
I never even eat Pop-Tarts or anything like that. But then, see, this one happened. I got to tell you. So we're in quarantine. And so I go to the grocery store and I load up on everything. Then I started eating cereal. I never eat cereal. Fruit Loops cereal. Listen to me. Fruit Loops cereal. Yeah, apropos, is it not? So I went, but then I could feel myself, I was getting
blown up. You're getting fat. This is the guy who's talking about French toast, maple syrup, you know, real maple syrup.
I wasn't going to say blown up. I was going to use the word. It's like, it's like
it's a slow burning car. Meanwhile, pandemic, he's shoving Fruit Loops, Pop-Tarts, Ring Dings, Yodels. Where's the Twinkies? Come on. Susie Q's. Come on.
Risk my life at the grocery store for Twinkies.
You're yelling at me for beer. You're running out to go grab Twinkies and Ding Dongs and all this other stuff. Yeah, okay.
No, I was bloated. You could feel bloated.
Because you're shoving Pop-Tarts in your mouth. You mean you're feeling bloated? I feel bloated too after I drink beer. I mean, but, you know, come on. Stop.
So, you know what I did? So, I watched it over the weekend, and now I just feel this morning I'm in a chipper mood because
yeah, I'm sure.
The bloat went down. I got back to my fighting weight just like that. And
how'd you do that? What'd you drink? 9 gallons of water? Worked out for 4 hours?
I laid off the Pop-Tarts and the Fruit Loops. I'm just saying. But boy, they are good. I'm telling you, Al, I could be 400 pounds like tomorrow.
Yeah, but honestly, that's like the I would rather make a tray of brownies and you know, real eggs and all that other stuff
than
eat Pop-Tarts. Like yesterday, I made banana chocolate chip pancakes for breakfast, protein pancakes. But I didn't make 7 of them. I made 2. To eat and have with coffee. Yeah.
Banana. That sounds good.
Banana and chocolate chip pancakes.
This is great.
Now he's like, I'm going to make those. I'm going to have a couple of ring dings with them and funny bones. Yeah. Okay.
No. I've been good. So I was very excited over the last 24 hours, 48 hours. I watched myself. So I feel good. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, do you believe that?
What else, Tubby? Come on. Tell us. What other sugar items are you eating? You have any more Reese's? Yeah. Some Hershey's?
I'll be rolling on stage.
Yeah. I love when Joe goes, I had a Hershey's kiss. He doesn't tell us he had 70 Hershey kisses.
No,
this is the same guy who watched the Hot Fudge Sundae melt on a plane across the country. How dare you?
one Hershey Kiss, 2 grams of fat. I count the grams of fat. I was disappointed to see that.
You count
the
them as they're going in.
The Pop Tarts have a considerable. It's a little fattier than I would like it to be, but they are. Oh, now it's cold. See, I was going to bite into it. Now it's a cold Pop Tart. Who wants a cold Pop Tart for crying out loud? God. Can I give the New Jersey State Troopers a shout out? A mother from Tennessee is grateful to a pair of New Jersey State Troopers this morning who helped her deliver her baby over the weekend. The woman and her husband were driving with their family on the turnpike around exit 8A. And they always, you know, New Jersey, they always use the exits, of course. What exit? Well, when her husband pulled over.
Monroe.
A trooper, that's what, well, by Cranberry down that area. That's right. Troopers Robert Murray and Pierre Noel drove up just in time to deliver the baby girl, which is the mother's fifth child. But a shout out to the New Jersey State Troopers. You forget how great, you know, they're doing all of this and all that they have to do, that they really are there for us all the time. So a big shout out to Colonel Callahan and the great group that is the New Jersey State Troopers. Hey, Joe on the radio. It's 9:30 with me and Big Al just having some fun. Frankie is here as well. And then we have... This is so funny.
Yeah. Why?
Chris Lengel is a retired United States Army combat veteran, CEO of Help Me PTSD. And I called him Colonel before. Frank,
twice.
He's not a colonel.
Twice you called him.
I called him. What is he? What is he?
He's a corporal.
Yeah. So good that you gave him a raise in rank, raise in pay. Very nice.
Trump's considering him for National Security Council, man.
Yeah. All right.
I'm sorry. So the corporal.
And you said it with such conviction. The colonel's going to join us. He's sitting at home going, wow, I'm a colonel now? This is great.
He got jumped up. Listen, we'll make
Honey,
him a colonel on this show.
Can you believe it?
Can we send him a certificate? Thanks for coming on the Piscopo Show.
Colonel.
You are now a colonel. See, look at me. I'm a colonel now. Oh, God almighty. What time is it? 10 o'clock?
Yeah.
By the way,
9:30. Colonel.
10:05. 10:05. And don't forget Mike Gallagher coming on, and your phone calls always.
Why does he have to be a colonel? You could have started him as a lieutenant. By the end of the interview, he could have been
a
general.
It was a C thing. It was a C.
I know.
I said to Frank,
he saw the thing and he said colonel.
Like when we had Dr. Jeanette Neshawat on, and right. I saw MD. I thought she was from Maryland.
Oh, you moved to Maryland? No, but we had her on the show before. See, there's no excuse there, because we had her on the show before.
Frank.
You suddenly thought she moved, like, you know, in a week.
I looked at her next to me. She's like, Maryland? I've never been to Maryland.
I've never seen a look of dismay on a person's face. She was like, why do you have me moving to Maryland?
She wasn't dismayed.
She was confused.
Yeah,
it said Dr. Jeanette Neshawat. It said some city MD. And I go, she's from the city of Maryland.
Which, of course,
guys,
is not a city. By the way,
going to drive? Listen, before I go into the home and I'm completely senile, you guys are going to be with me, right? You can keep correcting
me.
What?
It's 9:30, Joe. It's 6:30. It's 6:30.
Joe's going to do a whole routine in the nursing home.
This is
the Pop Tart. I asked for Pop Tart.
Welcome to the show. Great to have you with us. Where are we, Frank?
Speaking of City MD, they are now providing free coronavirus tests for people who don't have insurance. A lot of people were reluctant to get tested because they didn't want to pay if they didn't have insurance.
That's a good organization.
Yeah, well,
maybe they'll come up from Maryland and come to New York one day.
Oh, boy.
Keep eating those Pop-Tarts, Tubby.
I can't. Will you
see,
stop
there are some shows that fly by. This is a show that feels like 4 hours.
Yeah, really. And it's only Monday.
I love you guys, man. I love you. You know what? And also, I'm giddy because I'm so proud of you listening and, you know, just being the great patriot that you are, putting up with what we put up with, the politics of it all. You know, they politicized this virus terribly, just terribly. You put it all aside, onward and forward, and you know what? We're going down the shore, and we're going to get through this. There may be a flare up here and there, but so help me God, we made it. We made it. And you will live to tell the tale. And those who didn't live, and rest their souls, you know, and we send comfort and love and prayers to their loved ones, you know, who lost folks through this COVID-19 fiasco. They are warriors in this war that we are up against the communists. I'm telling you, don't get me started, but thank you for being there. Hey, Joe and Frank and Al, we'll get through this. I swear to God, and the corporal will be with us momentarily.
Yeah, corporal,
and we'll
not Colonel Pop-Tart Boy. That's my new nickname for you, Pop Tart Boy.
Just Pop Tart. Just Pop Tart is good. Hey, Pop Tart.
Hey, Pop Tart. How you doing?
My God, my cold Pop Tart wasted.
You got any those cupcake flavored ones? Give me a couple on the side. I'll trade you some.
Al's got the news. Listen, these guys, there is news, believe it or not, right here on AM. We love you. We love you. We love you. AM 970, The Answer. Go for it, Big Al.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
58 degrees at 934. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The Dow is open and up almost 300 points in early trading. The Dow opening just about 5 minutes ago and stocks surging just shy under about 282 points right now as the stock market has just opened. Mayor de Blasio says he did not like seeing the videos and pictures of quarantine fatigued New Yorkers gathering outside Manhattan bars in big numbers this weekend. The NYPD says they had to break up large numbers of people gathering at outside drinking holes along 2nd Avenue on the Upper East Side. Crowds with drinks in their hands could be seen outside a number of popular restaurants. Police say they did make a few arrests for those not following the social distancing rules. Mayor de Blasio says he will crack down hard on bars that encourage people to gather, even shutting them down if he has to. A New York City tourist is now in hot water after his Hawaii surfing adventure went viral. 23-year-old Tariq Peters from the Bronx arrested in Hawaii after posting social media photos sunbathing him with his surfboard on the beach in Honolulu. Hawaii has a mandatory 14-day quarantine for tourists arriving on its islands. He reportedly arrived on Oahu, checked into a hotel, and left via public transportation, allegedly visiting a number of spots before officials, aware of his social media postings, were able to arrest him. There have been 638 cases and 17 deaths in Hawaii, hence the mandatory quarantine in the state, where during non-pandemic periods there are often more than 240,000 tourists present on any given day. Stuck in traffic, Susie Cerrone's got the answer.
We have cloudy skies and 58 degrees in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic. A big problem in Brooklyn. A car fire on the BQE northbound at Hamilton Avenue. Two lanes are blocked. Traffic is just packed from the Belt merge on up. Delays on the Whitestone Bridge Queensbound, because once you're in Queens, there is road work on the Van Wyck southbound near the Cross Island. Alternate side back in effect today. 5 minutes at the George Lincoln or Holland into the city. There's road work on the George Washington Bridge, New Jersey bound, both decks, so delays there. Checking your forecast for today, partly sunny with a high of 70 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, windy, down to 54 degrees in the city. For Tuesday, partly sunny, remaining windy on Tuesday. Tuesday's high, 67 degrees. And for Wednesday, partly sunny skies. Wednesday's high, 65. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
State Farm is announcing the Good Neighbor Relief Program.
We're returning $2 billion to our auto policyholders through May 31st.
Because now, more than ever, being a good neighbor means everything. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Joe on the radio telling me about Balance of Nature. I love Balance of Nature. I have my Balance of Nature travel bottles. A beautiful little bottle that you get. You got to go to balanceofnature.com. Use the promo code The Answer or call 800-246-8751, please, because you can get free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of Balance of Nature, please. Love Balance of Nature. It is, to me, and again, not a clinical claim. You got to be careful on the radio, you know. It works miraculously for me. It just offsets anything that attacks your body. I call them free radicals is what they are. All the stuff that's in the air, not to mention pollen and allergies, you know, scratchy throat, viruses that are all around. Now is the time to build up your immune system, and you could do it with Balance of Nature. And then you can get your own health coach. You just ask for your own health coach. That is a service, and at no cost to you, from the Howard family to you, when you call 800-246-8751. I can't tell you enough about Balance of Nature. And now more than ever, you want to put the fruits and vegetables in your body. And look at me. I'm eating Pop-Tarts. That's the worst thing I could possibly have, right? And so thank God I'll take the Balance of Nature, because I need the fruits and the vegetables, you know, that are in capsule form. And by the way, it's a vegetarian capsule, will not upset your stomach. It's Balance of Nature. A daily dose of Balance of Nature that I hold in my hands right here has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. All right, I got to talk to Dr. Howard about making a Pop-Tart fruit and vegetable Balance of Nature, right? Hey, 800-246-8751. It's 800-246-8751. Again, please go to balanceofnature.com and remember the discount code The Answer.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time
where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion. There is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Got some big news for you from our friends at LifeLock. The U.S. Postal Service has issued a warning about email scams that claim to be from the Postmaster General. One email notifies the recipient about a failed delivery attempt on a package worth $100,000 and asks for personal details in order to deliver. Those are the kind of scams that are out there. I've been a victim of identity theft. I don't know what I would have done if I hadn't had LifeLock in my corner. You could miss certain identity threats if you're only monitoring your credit. Good thing there is LifeLock. LifeLock detects a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number for sale on the dark web. There's such peace of mind in knowing that I've got LifeLock in my corner, constantly patrolling, almost like guards, my social security number, my bank accounts, my name. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. LifeLock can see threats you might miss on your own, so join today. Save up to 25% on your first year when you use the promo code Gallagher. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com and use the promo code Gallagher for 25% off.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
All right, Joe Piscopo on the radio. It is 941 on AM 970 The Answer. Chris Lengel is a retired United States Army combat veteran, CEO of Help Me PTSD. Hey, Chris, welcome to the show, man. How you doing this morning?
Joe, I'm doing great, man. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, I got you. Apparently, I promoted you to colonel. I said colonel twice. I saw the C, and I see, and you. So you're now Colonel Lengel. Okay, I hope you don't mind.
I'll take the battlefield promotion any day of the week.
Listen, where did you serve? And thank you, first of all, Chris, for your service. Indeed, where did you serve? Did you see action overseas?
Right. You know, Joe, I was in the Army. I was a food service specialist, and I did serve in Afghanistan. When I went there, though, I cooked a little bit, but mostly got attached to a Cav Scout unit and, did some stuff that wasn't really cook-related. Once you're downrange, no matter what your job is, you're a soldier, and the battle comes first. So we, Afghanistan, Helmand Province, yeah. 2010, 2011.
Wow, God bless you, brother. I don't know how you do it, because you don't even think. When I see the video of it all, and we can only imagine, it's just hot, and there's sand, and it's just, and you guys got to build an outpost there, and you never know any given second, a suicide bomber could come in, right, Chris? I mean, it's just like, that's got to really play on you mentally.
You know, Joe, you never know what's going to happen. Any day, any hour, anything can go. And yeah. You got to be ready to do what you do, to be there for your battle buddies who are in it with you. And, you got one mission when you go over there. You know, it's not about the Army mission. It's about, hey, we're coming home, and that's all that matters. And we're going to do everything we can to get back here so that we can do stuff like this.
Yeah. Hey, Chris, we're going to talk about PTSD and what you're doing, but while we have you on the phone, you know what, and watching all these the sniper movies and stuff, and I know you had buddies there who just had to take out people, and sometimes young people and everything, and I mean, talk about PTSD. That's just got to rock you, and you're in the heat of the battle. You got to take them out. Otherwise, you're going to be taken out. But, I mean, when someone does that, for example, a sniper, did you have people that came in, sat down afterwards? You had to talk them through right on the spot, I mean, out there in Afghanistan, yes?
Right. A lot of times downrange, when things happen and incidents happen, or we have, an extreme situation, immediately after that, we have to do a critical incident debriefing. That's what they call those, CBI, CI CIB, critical incident briefing. Okay. You know, part of that in the moment is we only got about 10 minutes to talk and love and dove and all this stuff before you got to go back and make sure you're battle ready. This isn't stop and pause and we can have time to kumbaya. You know, you got, you don't have time to process trauma. So you suppress that in Afghanistan and everyone comes home and deals with it back here. And if you don't have the right resources, support, or family system, you know, we're dealing with 22 veterans a day killing themselves. And Joe, I didn't think it was real until I had like 5-6 people do it in my, like, people personally I know. And then let's not even get to the overdoses and, you know, the drug aspect and all these other things. So this is what helped me. PTSD is inspired by it and what we want to bring back to, you know, every state to make sure we have the support system set so that we don't have these people, you know, first responders, veterans, whoever, it's all people. Trauma is existing all over the place, no matter who you are.
Yeah, and Chris, we're talking with Chris Langle. He's a retired United States Army combat veteran and a CEO of Help Me PTSD. Did you have PTSD when you came back from Afghanistan, Chris?
You know, Joe, I did. I had a rough exit from the military, you know, from, you know, an alcoholic myself to, you know, going through a divorce at the time. And since I've repaired that, but, you know, it's a difficult transition process. And to this day, my PTSD still affects me, but I have the right tools and the right resources to make those symptoms dissipate, to make them not as bad, not as pervasive, not as consistent. I can go 3 months without an anxiety attack instead of 3 hours. So these are the things that can help quality of life. You know, we're trying to make that quality of life go up.
Yeah, and do you expect that a lot of our frontline workers, healthcare heroes, they'll experience PTSD, yes?
Oh, they do. And, you know, it's first responders. And here, I like to say this. I go around, we have to get out of the mindset that the battlefield is the only place you can be traumatized. Look, we got most people I deal with, and I'll be honest with you. It's like, yes, we help vets. Yes, we help first responders. The people that I help the most are domestic violence, okay? Human trafficking. These females that get trafficked and have nowhere to go, okay? They can't go back to somewhere that has an address because their perpetrator is going to come and take them back to the street and pimp them out. You know, these are the things that we don't understand and we don't want to accept as society that are happening. And if we don't recognize them happening, we're not equipped to build a system like Help Me PTSD to provide the resources for these cases and these situations to help reduce suicide, overdose, domestic violence. You know, let's get it before we get to these extremes.
Yeah, God bless you for what you're doing. So what is Help Me PTSD and how do we find you? And you know, and what can we find out about Help Me PTSD, Chris?
Well, Help Me PTSD is an internet-based, mobile-friendly client and provider platform. This is where qualified mental health and wellness professionals are able to interact and work remotely with trauma survivors and their families. We are a continual system of support. This can be integrated into any existing business model to enhance the overall experience people have when they're getting help for mental health issues, PTSD, depression, anxiety, you know, substance abuse. We pride ourselves in ethical business practices, Joe, that allow the members, these providers, to receive 100% of the client-provider transaction. You're not going to get that at these other BetterHelp.com and these other agencies popping up that charge the client so many, you know, $50, $80 a month. They charge the counselor $140 a month just to have the account. Yeah. You know, we're looking at we brought it down to a free market and said, you know what, it's more important that people get the help and don't be financially burdened so they don't kill themselves. How are we going to help someone when they're dead?
So before we let you go, Chris Langle, how do people know if they're experiencing symptoms of PTSD in the midst of this crisis?
You know, if they're experiencing PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, number one, they got to know that they experienced some trauma, okay? After that, it's a pervasive experience of these symptoms and a debilitating experience from those symptoms, meaning that the symptoms are going to make it worse. They can't function. This is anxiety. This is depression. This is panic attacks. This is night terrors, you know, just to name a few. These are some of the warning signs, anger outbursts, you know. But again, it has to, you know, these people, you got to understand, have I experienced trauma? You know, have I experienced an extraordinary event that could be the cause of these things I'm experiencing?
Yeah. Chris, where can we find Help Me PTSD online?
You can go to helpmeptsd.com. helpmeptsd.org. If you go online to any social media platform, it's at helpmeptsd. We made it real easy. We're one click away. You can even download our websites straight to your phone. So it's not an app in the app store. You can literally save the website and have the power of it right on your phone.
Great stuff. You're going through anxiety. You have so many frontline heroes, you know, healthcare heroes, and in the military, and also in law enforcement, Chris. Thank you for being there for everybody. And by the way, so can I refer to you as Colonel from now on? Is that okay?
I can't tell you what to do, Joe, but I can say that there may be some people I served with much higher in rank than me that might get aggravated, but I don't think they can do anything about it now. So
if you want to call me Colonel...
Let's go.
Yeah. Thank you, Colonel. Chris, God bless you. Godspeed, my friend. And thank you again for your service and helping out those in need. Yes, sir.
Joe, thank you so much for having me on your show. It means the world to me. And if there's anything we can do for you guys and what your mission is with, you know, laughter saves lives and all that stuff, let us know. We'd love to help you as well.
Thank you, Chris. God bless, man. Chris Lingle right there, retired United States Army combat veteran, CEO of Help Me PTSD. Hey, Ted, before 10 o'clock, Mike Gallagher's coming up at 10:05. Susie Cerrone doing a great job all morning for Debbie Duhaime on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey there, Joe. Thanks so much, and good morning. The big story, alternate side back in effect in the five boroughs. Don't forget about that. A really bad car fire in Brooklyn on the BQE northbound at Hamilton Avenue. At least one lane is still out, and it is just stopped on the BQE northbound from the Belt Merge on up. You've got delays on the Whitestone Bridge Queensbound Road in Queens on the Van Wyck southbound by the Cross Island. Into the city, you're okay, but watch out. Outbound George both decks, that is road work blocking a lane. Crash just in Hillside, 22 westbound near Broad Street. That's causing a 10-minute delay. And a heads up in Rockland, road work on the thruway north and southbound 14A to 14B. That takes out a lane. And on the island, an overturned tractor trailer. You can't get off the Seaford Oyster Bay Expressway southbound at exit 7 for Hempstead Turnpike. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder believes we're witnessing a huge scandal.
Obama wasn't merely kept informed of the Russia collusion fraud. He was providing direction. He was hip deep in what increasingly appears to be one of the greatest political scandals in American history. Obama knows this. So do the media. But Obama must be protected by the media. Facts be damned.
The Larry Elder Show. Weeknights at 7. Right before Dan Proft at 9. On AM 970. The Answer.
Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Lindsay Marie, and you're listening to The Why Minutes.
If today were your last, what would you do? Tucson resident Chris Lamb wanted to spend the rest of his days making people smile. He had three brain tumors, was partially blind, and slightly paralyzed on his right side. But that didn't stop him from getting up early 5 days a week, heading to a busy intersection, and smiling and waving at everyone as they passed. Rain, sleet, snow, or shine. When Chris was asked why he did it, he answered, "I just wanted to make a difference." And what a difference he made. Commuters routinely stopped to chat with him, including one man who was having a particularly bad day. Chris recalled, they end up laughing their butts off for over 5 minutes. One woman even called Chris her guardian angel. She said that seeing him out there made her feel good because she knew he was doing it to make others feel better. But the smile campaign wasn't just making others feel better. According to Chris's wife, it kept him alive. After being diagnosed with cancer, he decided to shake up his routine trip to the convenience store. He started smiling at everyone he passed. And something interesting happened. everyone smiled back. Thus, the smile campaign was born. He was told he only had a few years left to live, but that was over 10 years ago. If today isn't your last day, try shaking up your routine. Smile at everyone you pass, because you never know whose life you could be changing, including your own. This story brought to you by thewhyminutes.com. That's whyminutes.com.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Clouds will break for some sun later today. It'll become breezy with a high of 69, partly to mostly cloudy and breezy tonight of 53. Windy and cool tomorrow with times of sun and clouds, high 65. For Wednesday, more clouds and sun, breezy and remaining cool, high 64. AM 970, the answer.
Gotta cut up my buddy Rich thing. Hey, Joe Piscopo, tell you about Mike Lindell. Love Mike Lindell. Great guy. You know what? A patriot and a great guy. I like great guy. I like nice people. I like people who are loyal and great friends. Mike Lindell appreciates what you have done for MyPillow. I'm telling you, he knows that you have built MyPillow into the great company that it is. And to show appreciation, he's got buy one, get one free pricing. Will you listen to Joey, please? Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels. I am not a sleeper, especially on the weekend. You know, like last night, when you sleep a little late on a Sunday, hey, you don't have to get up, you know? And then I sleep. So now I'm not tired, and I force myself to go to bed early so we could be frosty and silly and crazy on the show in the morning. So I slept. But if I didn't have the MyPillow, the Giza sheets, the mattress topper, I could never fall asleep. It's the best thing I've done, and I suggest you do it now. You know why? You buy one, get one free pricing. Buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow, go to the radio listener specials, use the code AM970, and you will just, you know what? You'll thank me. You, right before you go to bed at night, you will close your eyes on your MyPillow, and you'll go, ah, oh, Joe, thank you very much. For I'm telling you, you're going to love it. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code AM970 when you go to the radio listener specials. If you want to call 800-651-0798, you can do that too, 800-651-0798. And if you order Mike's great book, What Are the Odds? Your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, Mike will give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow, 800-651-0798. Or go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com, promo code AM970.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM970, The Answer.
Francis Albert with Joey on the radio.
Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town. Chicago, Chicago.
Just got an email. See, how did you know, Al? How do you read my mind? I got an email yesterday.
You were singing it in the break.
I was singing that too.
You went, Chicago.
I was on a Fruit Loop high. I was on a Fruit Loop high.
Okay, Tubby, keep going. Fruit Loops, what else? What's tomorrow? Lucky Charms? I hear they're magically delicious.
No, you know what my favorite is? Except the calorie count. The grams of fat are too high.
Right, at this point.
Guess, Frankie, you got, what would be the cereal? Oh, that
would be Frosted Flakes.
No, too
healthy. They're great.
Honey Nut
Cheerios? No, come on. Cheerios are great, but too healthy.
Too healthy.
Cookie Crisps?
No.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, Lucky Charms?
No, Al, you were close. You were close.
What?
Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch?
Oh,
all right, Colonel. Well, why didn't you make him a captain? My goodness.
Captain Crunch. Oh, that is. I can't, though. I look at the calorie count, I look at the grams of fat, and I can't, you know. So I'm getting back at a fighting weight. You know why? We're going on the road. You know why? We're taking it back. We're getting out there.
Tubby, we're fighting weight. Heavyweight?
I don't know. They better open that gym up, man. I'll tell you what, I'm going down today. Biscuit Bell in the morning. Frankie, thanks for a great show. I appreciate it so very, very much. Al, thanks so much. And thanks for a lot of fun. You got to laugh. So help me God, you got to laugh. Susie, great job for Debbie. Hey, let's do it again tomorrow. Would you do me a big favor? Go out and make it the best day ever. Because you deserve it.